Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X, where today we are broadcasting live. We've got a remote broadcast going on today from Phoenix Startup Week, and we are in Gilbert out at Park University. We have been here almost all day now and interviewing some of the sponsors and volunteers that have helped put this program together. And I've got two volunteers here that I want to introduce you to. First up, we have Amber Peachin.
Hello.
Hello. And I've got Tim Tiller.
Good Welcome. Afternoon. How are you?
I am good.
Awesome.
I'm especially excited because I'm pretty sure I pushed all the buttons in the right order. So Karen is going to be very proud of me.
You're proud of you.
Yes. Thank you so much. I think that's probably good then, right?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Yeah, so what we've been focusing on today is obviously it's Phoenix Startup Week. We've been talking about, you know, just how awesome the whole week has been for everybody. But specifically, we really wanted to sit down with sponsors and volunteers, and I see you both rocking volunteer shirts here. And we just wanted to talk with you a little bit about one, you know, who you are, what you do, and kind of how you got involved with Phoenix Startup Week. So why don't we go ahead and get to Tim, do we want to get started with you?
I'll let Amber start.
You want to let Amber start?
Yes.
Well,
it's nice. National Women's Day. Is that right?
It's
so
no.
you should go first.
Well, thank you. That's
of
very
course.
So I've been on the core organizing team with Tim. Tim's also on that team. And I got involved because I'm friends with Mike, and he reached out and said, hey, we could use some help. And I said, hey, I'm a helper.
Oh, well, so there you go.
Pretty much is how that went. But yeah, we've been helping doing the messaging. We as myself and my business partner.
Okay.
Messaging and branding for the conference in general.
Okay, very cool. And that's with Amplitude Media?
Yep, Amplitude okay. Media.
And what do you do? Are you the founder of Amplitude or?
I am a co-founder, of Amplitude.
Yep. Okay.
Yep, my business partner and I. And I am, we do creative branding.
Okay.
Branding, marketing, storytelling, and then we build a lot of websites.
Okay, awesome. Yep. All right, Tim, you're up next.
I'm up. So I am Tim Tiller, and this is my first experience ever with Phoenix Startup Week.
Oh, wow.
So it was very interesting to be on the core team.
Yeah, you just jumped right
and
in.
And have no idea what we're planning, right? And on top of that, got the opportunity to join the operations team. So was able to co-lead the operations team. And it's an interesting journey to be planning an operations event for some place you've never attended.
That is, yes.
So it was awesome. And I'm very glad that I've done it and have learned a lot. It's been a great experience.
Good.
Yeah.
And then tell me a little bit about your company here. I've got, is it MyTech?
MyTech Technology Solutions, yes. I'm president and CEO of MyTech. Our goal is to be your IT business partner. We work with growing businesses here in the Phoenix area, and oftentimes founders and growing businesses have great ideas, and they really underestimate the power of technology and the importance of technology. And so we want to come alongside those businesses and really take responsibility for all of their technology infrastructure so that they can focus on the core thing that got them into their business.
Right.
And we can ensure that the technology will allow that business to scale. And we can deliver that service with the same type of service you would get at a 5-star hotel. So we have a service called MyTech Butler.
Ooh. I like anything that you just slap the word butler onto.
Words are important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Words are a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting that you said, you know, all the ideas, you know, as startups, entrepreneurs, all the ideas, or otherwise we wouldn't be where we're at, you know, these days. But you mentioned how there's just really wanting, they know that they need the technology, but maybe it's them thinking, that's a little out of my scope. So they just, it's one of those things like maybe if I just ignore it, it'll go away.
Or they have a friend,
right.
Or they have a family
yes.
member, or they're going to use some free stuff and they're going to kind of bootstrap it together.
Right.
And they don't realize their entire intellectual property is on that laptop and it's not backed up.
Right. Eek. And Amber, you had mentioned websites a lot of times. Same thing. Oh, I have a friend who can do that, or so-and-so's kid can put that together. And
Or a lot of times is they think they can do it themselves, and they'll pull down, you know, Squarespace or Wix or whatever, and they don't realize that they don't actually own a lot of the material on there.
Yes.
Or they also, words are my big thing. I the power of how you tell the story is what people believe in your business and they believe about you. And so we generally, people come to us and say, we want a website. And then we go and say, okay, well, what are you going to put on your website? And they have no idea.
Right.
And so we take them back two or three steps and help them figure out who they are, what they say about themselves and what that means. And then we help them build what it looks like. And then we help that transition into a website.
Right. Yeah.
Is typically what we do. But people writing words for websites to get people to do what you want them to do is really, really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny thing. So I just realized I don't know that I actually introduced myself on the air. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Jacqueline Destremps. Well, because here's my thing. I have my own show and I was trying really hard not to introduce myself as if this was my own show. And so I just totally skipped over it. So my company, Another Hand Advantage, when I first started it, all I did was web design. Same thing, you know, someone would come to me, I need a website. And it was like, okay, what do you, you know, let's sit down and what do you need? And then they would show me other websites that they like. And I said, no, we need to know what you need though for your business. And
right.
So it's actually, you know, I've kind of gone away from that. And I work mostly with companies now on marketing strategy, but that's one of the very first things I look at is, who are you? What do you do? And what do we really need to get? What's that foundation we need to build before we can turn you out into the world and actually, you know, turn you over to somebody who's going to create a website or you know, that kind of thing for them. So,
yeah.
So as far as Phoenix Startup Week goes, what has kind of been one of your favorite parts of the week?
You know, I think I've really enjoyed getting to know the team. Like, we've been working together for months now, but a lot of it's been remote. It's been through Slack and it's been through, you know, the team was broken up into the large team was broken up into smaller teams. And so it's been really fun to really interact with all of the other members of the other teams. So I was on the marketing team, Tim was on the operations team, and just being able to interact and spend time together. But really, it's been just really fun to have this huge group of very different people come together to pull off an event. And it's just been, usually by day five of something, you're kind of tired of everybody, but and maybe,
but here you are still sitting next to Tim.
Here we are. We're still friends.
Yes.
I probably like Tim more now than I did a week ago.
Really?
I know.
Aww.
We'll have to have a conversation off air about
it. I liked you a week ago too.
We can just keep having on there.
No, I don't mind.
But it's one of those things where it's just been, I feel like the team has been really cohesive and really just everyone pulling together and working together. And that's been really fun and really energizing to be a part of a huge team to do a huge event.
Right.
So.
And you mentioned that you worked kind of on the messaging for the event. So what did that look like pulling from what it is that you do on a day-to-day basis in your own business? And what did that look like for kind of working on it on this scale?
Kate and Mike had kind of a vision that they brought to us at the beginning that was just kind of a loose group of feelings and words and the goal of the event that they wanted to achieve. Which was to build something that felt cohesive, that was diverse, that was not just diverse, but it was intentionally inclusive. So we wanted to make sure that we were reaching out to different aspects of the community, different kinds of businesses, different people who wouldn't consider themselves welcome at Startup Week because they aren't a startup in the traditional sense. And so we worked really hard to define, like, who is it we want to come? How are we going to attract them? And then this is one of the key tips when you talk to people is don't tell me what it is you're selling.
Right.
Tell me what the results are. How are you going to make my life better by what you're doing for me? So if you're going to sell me something and you're trying to sell me a product, I'm not interested.
Right.
If you sell me the benefit, then I'm interested. And so that's what we really did is we sat down and we kind of figured out what do we want the entrepreneurship ecosystem in Phoenix to look like in the greater Phoenix area, because PHX is the greater area, not just the city of Phoenix. What do we want it to look like if we succeed? And then, and that's where we kind of peeled back and came to Thrive Together. If we all work together, the whole ecosystem will thrive. And so we want to have everybody investing in each other to all invest together in the greater PHX area.
Yeah. One of the things that I noticed that really excited me this year was the, how many nonprofits or people who are wanting to, just start a nonprofit or work with nonprofits that are just starting out. That's kind of my I love, that's my ecosystem. That's where I love to be. And so that was really exciting to me. Very, on the very first day, on Monday out at the Mesa Arts Center, I met, I want to say three people that were involved with, nonprofits in some way. And I was just so excited to see them in this space because I've been attending, Phoenix Startup Week for years now. And I just, yeah, I really liked seeing that as being part of it this year.
Well, and a big thing too is we've partnered with, the Startup Arizona AZ Foundation. They're our nonprofit, sponsor for the event. And one of the things we're doing is we're helping them with, it's called Pledge 1%. So we're encouraging, all founders and business owners to pledge 1% of their, time, capital or equity back to the community.
Oh, wow.
And
that's great.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's an international organization. Mm-hmm. Humongous companies are part of it, but you don't have to be a big company to donate 1%.
Yep.
Reed and I haven't officially done that, but we are before the week is over. Our goal is to double the amount of Arizona companies that are pledging 1% this week. So right now there's 40.
Uh-huh.
And so our goal is to double that actually by the end of the month.
Right.
So, but it's just giving back 1% of your time. That's 20 minutes a week if
yes.
you work a 40-hour week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it doesn't have to be to a startup. It can be to any nonprofit you want to donate back to.
Right.
So we're doing that as Amplitude Media. How does my tech feel about that?
I think it's awesome.
I'm challenging you right now.
All right.
Ooh.
Challenge accepted.
Ooh.
All right. Officially.
It's official.
It's pledgeone.org.
On it.
Oh, okay. Is that Pledge One? Is it
it's
spelled out?
It's the number one.
The number
not
one?
Spelled out.
Okay, perfect.
Let me make sure that's right.
And Tim, so much the same, how did you come at working with Phoenix Startup Week and coming from, you know, what you normally do with MyTech mm-hmm. and how did that translate over?
So I was aware of Phoenix Startup Week from last year. I saw a lot of the advertisement and wasn't able to attend. And so whenever I was on their list, and so whenever they sent out an email looking for people to volunteer to be part of the core team, I thought, what a great way to get involved in the community and give back. And start really building some connections. And so I applied, not really expecting to be accepted, and was accepted. And I think the one thing that was so exciting for me the first night was to realize the diversity in the group and the fact that this was really going to stretch me personally in how you do things. So I wasn't aware of what Slack was, all right? And so the very first night, we're like, there's no emails. Everything is going to be done through Slack. And I was like, what? How is that going to function? And so just from that right on, just the whole diversity, how we got things done, the fact that we started with zero funds and a team of volunteers, didn't have a lot of things planned. And within 6 months, we're able to produce this amazing event with the results that we have. And it's very professionally done. And again, the fact that the majority of the time we were remote, we met maybe a couple hours a week, if that, and everything else was done remote. And so it really kind of stretched me personally in how I get things done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
So one of the things that we've kind of been asking across the board as we are talking to our guests today is, what is one thing that you would hear from a client or, you know, a customer of yours at the end of the day that just really makes you feel like, wow, we're doing great things here? What are some of those things that you hear that make you feel like this is why we're doing what we're doing?
Are you talking specifically to Phoenix Startup Week
nope.
or our individual
your businesses? Yeah.
Ah, got it. So I think my one thing is when clients feel like they understood what we were working with them on.
Yeah.
They felt valued,
mm-hmm.
they felt heard, and they felt like we interacted with them as a human. So my tagline for what we do is humanizing technology. And we want technology to connect with people. And we all have had those moments where we're trying to get to a presentation or trying to get to a meeting and our stuff that we need
yeah.
is stuck in the computer
yes.
and we can't get to it.
Yep.
The list goes on and on. And so whenever I hear stories of our clients saying, your technician, your team, responded so quickly, treated me like a human, and really it wasn't it was an awesome experience.
Yeah.
It's like we just did what we said that we were supposed to do.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
As part of our way of measuring that is after every single service encounter we have with our clients, we send them a survey and it has three pictures on it: a happy face, a meth face, and a pissed off face. And we basically asked them, how are you feeling right now after our experience?
Yeah.
And they respond back and put their comments in there. So I live for those smile faces.
Yeah.
If it's possible to like Tim now, more now than I did 5 minutes ago, I do.
Just based on
that alone. You said a happy face, a meth face.
Is it meth?
Face?
Is that kind of the? I never know it's meth or what, and so I'm like, am I? Whatever.
I don't know. I think it is. Yeah, I love that so much.
And the cool thing that we do is to have that transparency and accountability on the front page of our website. At the very bottom, we have our current happiness factor on our website.
Ooh, I like that.
And so every night that updates, and you have a ticker, and you see how many percent. What's the percentage of surveys that were completed in the last 90 days? And how happy are the clients?
Oh,
because at the end of the day, I want a client to maintain the relationship with us, not because of a contract, but because they're happy with us. And therefore, one of our differentiators is we don't have contracts.
We have relationship agreements.
I like that.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes. So.
Happy face.
Happy face, yes.
So, Amber, how about for you?
For me, so getting somebody's brand correct is... it can be a very tricky thing because you have to take the words and the things that they say that they're not really quite sure how they're saying them and if they're saying them correctly.
Yeah.
And transform it into a verbal language and tonality and persona, and then a visual language and persona from somebody who generally is pretty technical. We work a lot with service-based businesses that aren't creative.
Okay.
And so we have an actual actuarial consulting firm is one of our biggest clients. We've worked for attorneys. We've worked for security tech, security infosec recruiting companies, things like that.
And so it's
generally not exciting things. And we're able to sit down and the business owner's excited about it. And we're able to pull that out of them and then translate that onto a page. And I think my favorite thing is when they said, I didn't really know what I needed. And or how to say it. And then I look at this and this feels like me.
Oh,
and it's that feeling that's so important to pull out because that's what a brand really at the end of the day is. A brand is how you feel about something and how other people feel about you and perceive you. And so that actually translates back to Startup Week. That's been my favorite feedback I've gotten this week from people. As I say, it just feels different this year.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so different. And it does. It feels different. It looks different. The energy's different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we've drawn in a different crowd.
Right.
A lot of the same crowd is still here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're just better because there's more of us.
Yep.
And there's more diversity in knowledge and experience and humans. And that just makes us all better.
Right.
And so getting that feeling right and having a client just love what we're doing. And when we get it right, we know because they are so excited.
Yeah.
And so that's what I really love is that. And we also prefer to work. We like people to be happy when they work with us. This should be fun. It shouldn't be painful.
Right.
We do the painful work behind the scenes.
Right. You don't have to see that. We'll do that for you behind the scenes.
Yeah. Right. And so, but it is like, we like to have really good relationships and then, have them love what's happening and love what we do, but and then have them feel like we are friends because we understand them.
Right.
So,
well, awesome. Well, we have to wrap up. That's the only problem with these little short interviews is they're only 20 minutes long, but I think we got a lot of really great information. Thank you both so much.
Yeah.
In closing, I just want you to let people know how they should be getting in touch with you if they want to learn more about your businesses. So if you wanted to shout out on where they should follow you on social media or where they can find you on the internet and let people know.
First of all, I want them to say it's pledge1%.org.
Okay.
So, and the one is the number one and percent is spelled out. So
okay.
Go pledge1%.
Perfect.
For Startup Week. That would be fantastic. And then Amplitude Media is amplitude.media all over the internet.
Okay. Perfect. And Tim?
And MyTech is MyTech. That's spelled MyTech.net. So it's a little tricky.
Okay.
MyTech.net.
And I don't know if we touched on this. The types of businesses that you mostly work with?
So we're looking for growing businesses.
Okay.
We're looking for businesses who value technology.
Right.
And we're looking for businesses who are looking for a partner and not a vendor. If you want a vendor, don't call us.
Okay.
because there's a relationship there that's important.
It's important. You should have a relationship document. That's what you need next.
All right, I'm going to call you.
Well, awesome. I'm so glad I could contribute to the two of you liking each other even more.
Yes.
By being on air together. And I wish you both the best with the rest of Startup Week. We are here actually for the rest of the day today, and then there's more tomorrow. So that's kind of exciting this year that there's a Saturday component of Phoenix Startup Week.
And Gilbert is amazing. I've never been here, but downtown Gilbert is incredible. There's and like, I hear tomorrow is a big farmer's market.
Tomorrow's a big farmer's market. And Joyride Taco and Postino's are offering
$5 off.
$5 off if with your startup badge all week.
Yep.
Or no, today and tomorrow.
Just today and tomorrow. Only in Gilbert. Only in Gilbert.
But, well, that's awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you both
thank you so much.
Of course.
Yes.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio X. I'm Jacqueline Destreps, and we look forward to speaking with you soon and listening in on your business stories.